thank you, Tom Turkey, for that wonderful introduction. This is the formerly WC podcast. It is now the Wilmington U-Cast. And we're going to be coming to you once a month on the internet from our studios here at the Wilson Graduate Center. Just to catch you up on what's going on, you know, in over the summer, of course, we had a lot of changes here and becoming a university and opening sites in New Jersey and so on and so forth. And coming in January, sometime after we get back from Christmas break, we will be relaunching the Wilmington U-Cast with some new and exciting features. Yes, and we're going to be, retooling a few things.
Hooray!
But we didn't want you guys to be lonely and miss us, and so we are going to be we're going to be having a few little programs here. This one right around turkey time. Yeah, we did our Thanksgiving turkey show last year, and we're going to do another little one today, and then probably do something before the holidays. But I wanted to let you know, Paul Patton, of course, is our engineer here, as he was and always will be.
That's right.
And Suki
I'm the guy
Dean
that controls the sounds.
That's
I
right.
Fell off my laptop.
And a new addition to our department, Suki Dean, who is our copywriter and PR person, is going to be helping us as one of our staff writers on the show.
Hi.
And she's here to join us for today. Also wanted to mention that this program is brought to you by the good folks over at Human Resources. Human Resources is sponsoring our annual Thanksgiving luncheon, which is very nice. And so we
like free lunch.
Right, exactly. So we wanted to thank them and also let you know that they are sponsoring this particular program. Today we're going to mostly be talking about Thanksgiving. And last year we covered the turducken, for those of you who were listening, and what a turducken is. And we also talked about Thanksgiving traditions and Black Friday, which was a big discussion. I actually went out on my first Black Friday. I had never really done that in the traditional way.
Yeah,
I probably never will again either. But although my wife was sitting there saying to me, you know, the sales were too good, so we have to go out during the day. But
you've got to go at 5 a.m.
Well, see, that was the thing. We actually were out at like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. and it was just insane. I mean,
it was nice.
Oh, it was just incredible.
Yeah, and the radio stations there. We went to Christiana Mall.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah. But at any rate, if you want to review what we talked about last year. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was like.
Yeah.
If you want to review what we talked about last year, you can download last year's show. That's going to be available on the website, right, Paul?
That's right.
Okay.
Because I still have to update all the iTunes stuff, so yeah. Better just go to our website, and then you can download the file there.
Right, exactly. See, one thing just so that you folks know out there, in changing to university, there were all sorts of little things we had to fix. And one of those things is the fact that the old, not to get too technical, but the old iTunes files were linked to WilmCol, right?
That's right.
So now we have to update all the old ones. So you will eventually be able to hear all your old favorite programs from last year, if you like.
Complete freak.
Yeah. That's right. But they're currently not available, but they will be.
And the website is wilmu.edu.
That's right.
That's a good point.
Good point, Suki. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. All right. Do we want to talk, delve right in and talk about...
Go right ahead.
Yeah, let's do it. What plans everybody has for this year? You know, mine aren't really that much different. I'm having the family, and we have a few neighbors that are coming over and just basically traditional do our turkey dinner. And... Was that because of the relatives coming?
That's right.
Yeah, the neighbors we really like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, the... just traditional dinner, you know, very, very old-fashioned kind of thing. And my... Thanks, Paul.
Okay, Suki, what do you have? No,
yeah, so, you know, I mean, the usual. But, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to my dad's house in Cleveland. I'm flying out Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Coming back Saturday because Sunday is even worse for flight congestion,
yes,
and traffic.
Right. Yes.
I'm also going to a vegan turkey dinner with my friends.
Really?
So it'll be my first time trying tofurkey.
Tofurkey?
Oh,
what is tofurkey?
It is...
or is it faux turkey?
It's a soy version of turkey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. It's completely made out of soy. Yeah. So.
Is it in the form of a turkey?
It looks like a turkey. Yeah.
It's molded
to look like a turkey. So.
That's incredible. For some reason, I had this vision of like one of those butter sculptures, and then have it being a turkey.
Well, yeah. it's sort of like that, I think.
But it might be good, or it might be horrible.
No, the I think it is molded. That's why I'm saying that. I think it is.
That is cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. But you could let us know that.
I'll let you know how it tastes.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be great.
Bring your camera and take pictures and put it on the website.
We'll post it.
I will.
Yeah. No, we actually had a discussion about this last night. One of our wonderful deans that's been with us for years, George Bellinger, retired, and there was a retirement dinner for him last night. We're sorry to see him go. But at any rate, there was a discussion at our table about what vegetarians and vegans and people do at turkey time. So it's interesting that's coming up. So what else are you planning on doing?
I'm going to be spending a lot of time with my dad's side of the family in Cleveland. Some people will come up from Atlanta, some people from Canada and stuff. So we're all going to get together.
Wow, your family's all over the place, aren't they?
We're everywhere.
That's cool.
That's great. That's great. How about you, Paul?
Me, I am running around like a crazy man.
Yeah.
My wife and I, it's our second year of marriage.
Oh.
And, which
so,
is...
No, I can't push buttons.
Exactly. Here, I'll push it for you. Okay. But we're actually going to celebrate our anniversary a couple of days before.
Okay.
And then we'll also, the next day, we'll come back for Thanksgiving.
So you're going somewhere for your anniversary?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to Hershey.
Excellent.
So,
that's great. Oh, that's right.
Which is actually where I proposed to her. So it has some sentimental value to it. And we're going to visit the restaurant that we ate at that night where I was shaking. Yeah. But anyhow, long story longer, we're going to my mom's house and then her mom's house and then her grandparents' house. And then,
excellent.
Yeah, so we're going to be running around like crazy, but that's how the holidays are.
That's fantastic. Well, are there any, since there is a little bit of traveling going on here, we should probably talk about travel tips because it is the most traveled day of the year. Suki, do you actually want to give us some of those facts first that you found out about Thanksgiving and lead into this?
Sure.
Thanks.
There are about 270 million turkeys raised in the United States each year.
That is incredible.
And the typical American eats 13.6 pounds of turkey a year.
Wow.
With a good bit of that Thanksgiving coming over at Thanksgiving time.
I think I'm wearing that 13.6 pounds of turkey on me. Especially after the Bobby.
Well, actually, when you really think about it, though, 13 pounds of turkey. I mean, when I go every week, you know, to the grocery store, we buy cold cuts, you know, and probably purchase, you know, a pound of turkey for our family. So I don't know. That statistic is kind of low, actually, when you think about it. Because a lot of people are switching to you know, off of roast beef and things like that to leaner and you know, better, healthier cuts of meat. So
the
I wonder
other
if that,
white meat.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I wonder if the turkey consumption will go up.
Either that or they'll just eat.
Exactly.
They'll switch off to horse.
Horse steaks.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, what else you got?
About 572 million pounds of cranberries and 1.4 billion pounds of sweet potatoes are produced in the United States each year.
Excellent. See, I can definitely claim about 125th of those sweet potatoes because, you know, it's funny. Before, I never liked it, but about 5 years ago, Christy, my wife, got me on these things. And
you like the sweet potatoes,
huh,
Paul?
I go to town on those things.
Yeah.
Have you
tried
the sweet potatoes from Boston Market?
Yes.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, they're my favorite.
They're so good.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Boston Market, heads
there's
up.
One year, my dad, I went to my dad's house and we for Thanksgiving, and we did takeout instead. So we went to Boston Market. So it was somewhat Thanksgiving-like.
Yeah,
it just wasn't home cooked.
Our first year moving down from Connecticut to Delaware, we had a friend of ours treated us, and we went out to actually have Thanksgiving in a restaurant, which I had never done before, and that was nice.
Never
that was
had
nice.
Thanksgiving
in a restaurant.
Nope. I'm thinking about just ditching all my plans of going to a restaurant.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, let somebody else cook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. So the first Thanksgiving wasn't really celebrated by the Pilgrims. It was instead celebrated by Spanish explorer Francisco Vázquez de Coronado in Texas in 1541.
Coronado from Indiana Jones.
It's
that's where that's from. No.
Oh, boy.
There you go. Anyway.
And it wasn't until 1939 that Thanksgiving was officially on the fourth Thursday in November. In previous years, it had been celebrated on the first or third or last Thursday in November.
First or third? Or fourth or third?
First.
But never on the second.
Third or
never.
Last.
Yeah. That is crazy.
First, third, or fourth.
Yes.
Well, at least they narrowed it down.
Yeah, that's
a
right.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Pretty
because that second Thursday is just a terrible day.
Complete freak.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Second Thursday. All right, what else you got?
Travel tips.
Travel tips. Oh, excellent, excellent.
Travel tips.
Let's see. Well, here's some of them. Make sure that you leave on Tuesday for wherever you're going. Because Wednesday is the most traveled day of the year.
Is that a fact?
Yes, it is.
It is.
So do not wait till Wednesday.
And Friday.
And we're encouraging everybody to leave on Tuesday so that we can make Tuesday the most traveled day of the year.
That's a really good idea, Chris. And it'll be because of us.
Exactly.
The Wilmington U-Cast.
There you are.
Most traveled holiday.
Yeah, that's right. It gets shifted because of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We should all take pictures.
I know.
Of
now, my mom wanted to come down for on Tuesday, and you know, I'm actually traveling myself, so I couldn't have her come down on Tuesday. So she's going to come down anyway.
You said no, mom.
Yeah,
you're not coming down.
No, I'm traveling. I didn't know that I could be there. I didn't. She was standing on the doorstep, you know, and ringing the bell, and there'd be nobody there. So at any rate, so she's going to come down and visit with a friend and then stay the night there. And then we're going to pick her up and have her on Wednesday. But, that's a good one. Tuesday is a good one. Now I have here try low-cost airlines.
Yes.
Yeah.
JetBlue you can try, but with the whole problem with JetBlue did you hear about that last year? They were passengers were stuck on the airplane for something like 7 hours.
What?
Because it was grounded, and they were waiting for a flight air control.
Okay.
So what happened was the toilets ended up being backed up.
Oh,
and
God.
People were suing them, and yeah. So I don't suggest JetBlue, but Southwest. I always take Southwest.
Southwest,
they have some
good things about.
Yeah, and they have some good. They also sing to you sometimes while they're flying.
They never sang to me.
Yeah, they sang the Merry Christmas because one time I flew over Christmas.
Oh. Isn't that nice? That's terrific.
Also, if you're on the road, if you're going by car, a good idea is to carpool with people so that you're saving money on gas.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And also saving the environment.
Right. So make sure Aunt Ethel rides with you as opposed to taking her own car.
Or putting her on the
Or on the
trunk.
Roof. Yeah.
But or, you know, other than, you know, driving in a car, you can also take a bus.
Or a
you
train.
Can take a bus.
That's
and
right.
That leads into my story.
Oh.
Which is you just have to be careful what bus line you ride on.
Oh.
I had a friend come down for Thanksgiving one year and he took a bus line because it was cheapest. And I think he will probably never do that again. And one of the tips on that is to make sure it is a reliable company that you're riding, not just to look at the price, but make sure this is a company that's been in business for a while.
Well, what happened to him?
Well, I don't remember specifically all of the details, but he took a bus down from New York City.
Okay.
The bus broke down halfway there. It was late to begin with. They had to wait for another bus to show up because this is not a huge company. I don't think it's like they had, you know, 15,000 buses they could, like, send at the moment's notice.
Meow, he was stuck meow, to, meow,
I think
meow.
I think it took him, like, 6 hours to get from New York or longer. We were just sort of waiting for him. And the other tip is to make sure that the bus actually goes to a real bus station. Because this particular company, I'm not going to mention it by name, but this particular company just sort of has a storefront in the city of Wilmington, and your bus just sort of shows up there, and it wasn't in the nicest part of town. And this poor guy was then standing at, you know, some ungodly hour waiting for us to pick him up, and it was just terrible. So make sure that whatever you are traveling, whatever service you're using, is reputable.
And there you have it.
That's exactly it.
You heard it first.
That's right. And I think those are our travel tips, correct?
I have one.
What do you have?
Hold on, drum roll. Don't drink and drive.
Oh, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you. Okay,
there you
so
go.
Now, it's a-
now we've done it. All now right. we've done it. There you are.
So there's a funny quote I have up here from Johnny Carson about Thanksgiving.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, great.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yes, please.
Okay. And here it is. Suki.
Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year. And then they discover once a year is way too often.
Thank you very much. That is great.
There we are. All right. Well, again, this is just a short...
Sorry. It's oh. up a little too high.
Oh, all right. Just a short little program just to get you back in the swing of things and to reconnect. Stay tuned for more of them. We will definitely be doing another one in December to talk about the holidays. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And more importantly, help us with the... now, you have the New Year. You don't mean the E-New Year, do you?
No. Okay. E-New Year. How about that? No.
There's a typo in the script. Yeah. But at any rate, that will be when we cast off to cyberspace and we do our official launch, that's right, of the new Wilmington UCAS. But until then, folks, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you then. Thank you, Suki, for joining us today. And, of course, always thank you to my engineer, Paul. Mm-hmm. And, folks, we will see you soon. Have a safe one.